This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I am pleased to introduce our guest contributor, Chad Trombley, reading his piece, U-Turn.
Hey, did you, like so many others, start 2025 with a list of resolutions? Here we are, already past mid-January. How are those going? Tough, right? I've already stumbled with mine, but I'm determined not to let a few hiccups derail me. Not just yet. This year, I decided to channel some of that resolution energy into taking a closer look at the news I consume. With so much happening in the world and such a critical political climate, it feels more important than ever to dig deeper. The stories we follow or don't shape how we see the world and our place in it. But here's the challenge. Whether you lean red or blue, it's hard to find news that's thorough, unbiased, and unspun. So much of what we hear is shaped by the priorities of those curating it, and sometimes the most intriguing stories, the ones that make us pause and wonder, are the ones that fade away fastest. Just last night, on my drive home, I saw something in the night sky that made me do a double take. In a split second, I saw a thin, bright streak of light. Being a nerd for all things space-related, I was thrilled, thinking I'd just seen a meteor. Like a typical shooting star, this object was traveling incredibly fast, faster than anything man-made that flies in our atmosphere. So yeah, of course it's a meteor. But then, things took a turn. Literally, the object made a U-turn mid-flight before it disappeared. A U-turn? What kind of meteor does that? Several thoughts came immediately to mind. New Jersey drone sightings, UFOs in Oregon and Florida recorded and reported by multiple pilots. My newsfeed has been absolutely inundated with otherworldly activity. Or maybe I should say, was. Have become mainstream. Pilots in years past would have been loath to admit seeing a UFO or UAP. Negative career implications, unclear reporting channels, and the cultural stigmas, they may as well get fitted for their tinfoil cap. However, over the last few years, congressional oversight has been put in place, laws regarding transparency, and even how reclaimed wreckage is to be handled, from the reporting to the reverse engineering of otherworldly tech. As a result of our elected officials' efforts, the Department of Defense has the All-Domain Resolution Office, started in 2022, and NASA has the Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena Independent Study Team, started the same year, both systematically investigating existing and new unexplained phenomena of all types. Times, as they say, are a-changin'. Still, I couldn't help but think, why has the conversation on this confluence of strange sightings slowed to a trickle? Just a few weeks ago, the drone and UAP talk had reached a crescendo. But now? Nothing? It's as if the story has vanished into thin air, just like the object I saw. Which brings me back to my original point, the news. Where many are getting their news served up via their favorite social media apps, which I wouldn't recommend, there is a host of new independent news outlets that have sprung up since the pandemic, unbeholden to the same influences that legacy media is. I guess you have to mix things up to get a fully rounded feel for what's going on out there at any given time now. The part that drives me crazy, which is probably just a function of the people consuming the news, is the short attention span. Maybe they're just dishing up what we, as a collective, are looking to be served. Just headline after headline with no discernible results or calls to action. How often do we let that happen? Can we, like what I saw, change course? How many bits of magic and mystery do we see for just a moment and then move on? What are we missing? As the memory of that bright streak of light fades in my mind, I can understand why, if it was a citizen of another planet investigating our little blue ball, they might have taken a quick look and then hightailed it out of here. And who could blame them?
You have been listening to guest contributor Chad Trombley reading his piece, U-Turn. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.